of the Beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the Beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله. والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the brand new program of Madani Channel, Love for the Beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And undoubtedly, this subject about the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is unique. Inshallah, in this beautiful program, there will be several episodes. And in every episode, we will cover different angles of love, different requirements of love, with different examples. The love of Sahaba Ikram towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of the Azwaj-e-Mutahara, the blessed wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many other things regarding the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah azza wa jal, every episode we will have a new topic, a new discussion. Inshallah azza wa jal, this very episode as well, please watch it from the beginning to the end. Note the timings as well, and inshallah try to watch the other episodes as well, and invite others as well, so that they may also view it on the social media platforms of Madani Channel, on Facebook, on YouTube, inshallah. Azza wa jalla, subscribe to the official channels of Madani Channel English as well, inshallah. Azza wa jalla. So today we have a unique topic, as it is the first episode of this beautiful program, Love for the Beloved. So we will start off with what actually is love. What is love? So before we get into it, let's listen to a beautiful fadilat, a beautiful narration of sending salawat, sending durood sharif upon the most beloved prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me, salawat upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is the program about love, full of love, Allahu Akbar, and love for the one for whom to love is required by Iman, is required by Islam, is required, is a requisition for us, is a necessity for us, set to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly the key to Iman. But what is meant by love? Let's understand the ideology of love. Let's understand the concept of love. What is love actually? Allahu Akbar. If you look into it, love is actually a description of a feeling or an emotion or a sensation which is felt within, in order to be affectionate towards someone, which gives you the feel or the emotion that your heart is close to someone, your heart is attached towards a certain thing. So that thing towards which your heart is affectionate towards, that's your beloved. So this sensation is actually defined as love. So now when we talk about this love, of course, mashallah azza wa jalla, we have this love. We love Madani Channel, mashallah, we love Dawat-e-Islami, I love Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, we love Amir al-Sunnat. You may love your parents, yes, a person may love his wife, a person may love his children, a person may love his house, a person may love his profession, a person may love many other activities, the many sorts of activities, a person may love traveling, a person may love reading, a person may love talking with new people, a person may love spending time with the family. So love has different proportions. Love has different scenarios. Love has different, you may say, dresses, that it can appear in many forms. But how do you differentiate between love and love? Yeah, that's the question now. So how do you differentiate between love and love? So what kind of love is this, and what kind of love is this, and what kind of love is this? So real love. What is real love? What is true love? True love is of Allah and His Blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, this does not mean that we stop loving our parents, we stop loving our professions, we stop loving the ni'mat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, we stop loving the ni'mat of Madani channel. Why? Because love is only for Allah and His Blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. But every other thing, love for parents, love for your murshid, love for Islamic luminaries, love for the people, the pious sages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for the children, love for your spouse, love for your relatives, love for your siblings, love for your profession, love for your fellow colleague or Islamic brother or Islamic sister. So all this should be revolved around the pleasure of Allah and His Blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughdu lillah. If you love, you love for Allah. And if you hate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you hate a certain action, you hate it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set it to be prohibited. You hate a certain scenario, you hate a certain person, or you hate a certain belief, or you hate certain ideology or something. That should be devolved around the reason that because Islam, Sharia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned it, therefore I also do not like it. So that means your hate towards a certain action or a thing is due to the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, in easy words, you hate something because you love Allah. And if you love your parents, if you love your murshid, if you love your teachers, if you love your halal jais profession, if you love anything worldly, if you love your children, your spouses, you're good to them, you're good to your neighbors, you're good to your teachers, you're good to your parents, you love them, you're affectionate to them, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has liked this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the divine sharia, the ahadith kareema, the holy Quran, the teachings which we attain, are that we should be lovable and we should be affectionate towards the parents, towards the small children, towards the siblings, towards the neighbors, towards the teachers, towards the elders. So all these things are because they are liked by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore we like them. So basically, we love that certain thing because Allah loves it. Allah loves this action of ours. Allah's pleasure is involved in this. So therefore we are doing it. So whatever it may be, it should revolve around the true love for it to be categorized as love. Then it will be love, and inshallah, that upon that love, we will be rewarded as well. Meaning if a person loves his parents, mashallah, such a noble deed that is. And each one of us should love our parents. But in that, if we make the intention, is that because Allah Ta'ala has ordered this in the Holy Quran that we should be affectionate and kind towards the parents, because Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam has highlighted this to us, because these are the teachings of Islam, because this is what the Sharia demands from us, then imagine how much more will our reward increase, and how much more would we find ourselves to be growing in the love of Allah and His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. So love is love for Allah and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything else in the world, everything and anything which you may love or which may be lovable to you or which may be beloved to you should be oriented around the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, in today's time, there are many definitions of love, many ideologies of love. And on this I would highlight, because the topic is love. The topic is loving someone. The topic is something related to the heart. So an issue which is a lot found in the society is the issue of a boy and a girl being close to one another and naming that as love. You ask a boy, what are you doing? Is she your relative? No. Is she your wife? No. Is she your sister? No. Who is she? She's a stranger. But what's your relation with? I love her. You ask her, what's your relation with him? Is he your brother? Is he your father? Is he your son? Is he your brother? No. What is he? I love him. What do you understand by love? No, I just love him. I just love her. I can't live without her. She is my life. And if I don't get her, I'll do this, I'll do that. So they have basically considered love to be so cheap. While love is something holy. Love is something special. Love is something precious. Because this love and everything about love is granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This feeling, this sensation is granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a ni'mat for us to utilize it correctly. Now for those who are falling into this traps of ishq and majazi, that a boy loving a girl and a girl loving a boy and getting into this boyfriend cultures and girlfriend cultures and this and that. She's my life, she's my soul, she's my soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this kind of partner. If they are correct manners of approaching, a person involves the elders within, a person uses the right, the shari'i approaches of nikah and all those matters, and then yes, she will become your beloved inshallah, but in a halal manner, in a manner what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam have advised us, have given us the guidelines of. Not that we just go out claiming that we are, you know, such great lovers, we are this, we are that. In fact, in such claims afterwards, after 10 years, after 12 years, the girl is married to a certain doctor in her relatives or something, and the boy is married to another girl somewhere there, and they are living their own lives. They are enjoying their own lives. Where were those claims? I can't live without him, I can't live without her. So anyways, this is a moment we should realize that love about everything and anything should go through a process. It should go through a screening. And the screening is that if I love so and so thing, if I love so and so passion, if I love so and so person, is my Allah happy with me? Is my Allah pleased with me? Is my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pleased with me? If the answer is yes, go for it. And if the answer is no, this is condemned by Sharia. No, this is wrong. No, this is declared haram. Then leave it. Like visiting Makkatul Mukarramah, visiting Madinatul Munawwara. We love Medina. Of course we love Medina. Dawat-e-Islami is, you know, an academy which gives you the love and passion of Madinatul Munawwara, which teaches you how to cry for Madinatul Munawwara, which instills the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in your heart. It is such an academy, such a movement in which you will find small children, they are crying for the love of Madinatul Munawwara. This is undoubtedly, you know, the ihsan, and this is the favor upon us by Amir al-Sunnah Shaykh Ilyas Qadri. Damat barakatum al-aliyah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a long, healthy life, inshallah, azza wa jal. May we keep on reaping his blessings, inshallah, azza wa jal. So, in this environment of Dawat-e-Islami, we learn how to love Madinatul Munawwara. That love of Madina is something. So, when a person loves Madinatul Munawwara, let's screen it. Does Allah become pleased with you? Does Rasulullah become pleased with you? What's the answer? Yes. So love, inshallah ta'ala, that love will take you more closer in the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love your father, you love your mother, let's screen it. If I love my parents, does Allah love me? If I love my parents, does Allah be pleased with me? If I love my parents, does Rasulullah be pleased with me? Answer is yes, mashallah, go ahead, love your parents. Why? Because it revolves around the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, for example, a person says, I love gambling. I love gambling. I love going to the casinos. Let's screen it. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become pleased with gambling? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become pleased when you are going to the casinos? Does Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam become pleased? What's the answer? Yes, it's obvious. It's a no. So when it's a no, then it's a no. That will not take you further in the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will put you steps behind. Wherever you are, you will go behind in terms of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, many other examples. The example of spending nights in the bars or in the clubs or messing around in many other filthy or irrelevant activities will fall into this. Disobedience to parents will fall into it. Backbiting will fall into it. Eating the money of interest will fall into it. Ostentation will fall into it. A person should scrutinize and check himself that what I am doing, will it take me to the love of Allah and His beloved? Answer is no, leave it. Answer is yes, go for it, inshallah. So this is, you may say, an introduction of love. And the true love, the real love, is the love of Allah and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And you know, when you have a beloved, when you love someone very dearly, when you love someone wholeheartedly, when you love someone with full heart, then you want to learn about that beloved. You want to attain the closeness of that beloved. You want to get nearer to that beloved. And then you start liking each and everything related to that beloved. For example, you love someone. You will like his dressing. You will like his speaking. You will like his sitting. You will like his presence. You will like the room he stays in. You will like the house he stays in. You will like the area he stays in. You will like each and everything which is associated with him. We love the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, a great, great, great alim adeem, a great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's see from his seerat, what's his definition of love? What sort of love does he show from his practical life? What does his character show us about him being an embodiment of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was so much deep in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You fit the hadaiq bakhshish of Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So it is full with the love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, went to Madinatul Munawwara. First time he went, and then second time he went. Now I feel in the heart that I want to see my beloved. Allahu Akbar. My beloved can do this favor upon me, that he can show me his jalwa, he can show me his vision, he can grant me the ability to have a glance. Allahu Akbar. So he wrote a kalam, and a very famous kalam, usue lal azar firte hain tere din e bahar firte hain. Now with the intention that may my beloved be merciful upon me and bless me with a gaze, with a glance upon his beautiful face, Allahu Akbar. Then the day passed, and Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had not yet made the didar of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he ended the kalam with a maqta. A maqta, the last couplet of a poetry, of a poem, in which the shair usually mentions his takhallus, his pen name, usually mentions his, like Ala Hazrat's pen name is Raza. So Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote this shair. Koi kyun pooche teri baat Raza, tujhse kutte hazar phirte hain. Allahu Akbar. We read it as tujhse sheda hazar phirte hain. But Imam Ahlus Sunnah named himself, he called himself as a dog of Madinatul Munawwara, that O Raza, O Raza, why should anybody ask you about you? Why would anybody be concerned about you? There are many dogs like you who roam around here, Allahu Akbar. This was the humility of Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Then all of a sudden, Allahu Akbar, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's destiny was on its peak. Allahu Akbar, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was blessed with the vision of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was in such sort of happiness, he was in such sort of joy. Allahu Akbar. And why not? He is doing the didar of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, about whom Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says. Because when a person loves someone, so that love may be in terms of, because that person is so beautiful, that person is very handsome, that person has no defects. Or a person may love another person due to kamal. First one is due to jamal, second one is due to kamal. That person is so perfect, so perfect in terms of talking, in terms of dressing, in terms of sitting, in terms of advising, in terms of teaching, in terms of learning, in terms of everything. Each and everything, a person is perfect. So you love him because he has no flaws in him. And the third is ihsan, that a person has done so many favors upon you that you fall in love with him. Our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if you talk about Jamal, then each and everything about him is Jamal and Jamal and Jamal, full of beauty. If you talk about Kamal, his Kamal is of Kamal as well. His perfection is also perfection. In everything, my beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is perfect. And if you talk about Ihsan, Allahu Akbar, our lives may end. But the favors of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which are upon us, we can never ever be able to count. Allahu Akbar, Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے. This is the perfection of the beauty. We're talking about the beauty only. Beauty is fine, mashallah. But just to say that for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam might seem a bit less. So Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے. This is the perfection of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, ke ghuman e naqs jahan nahi. That we're not talking about defect, but not even the thought of defect can exist regarding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yehi phool khar se dur hai, yehi shama hai ke dhua nahi. That my master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is like a flower. And to say that you are like a flower, you'll be happy. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's muhabbat, his ishq, his love, his affection towards Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is such that when he's giving an example, in that example as well, he is clarifying it that yes, my beloved is a flower, but a flower which has no thorns in it. Allahu Akbar. My beloved, yehi shama hai ke dhua nahi, my beloved is a light. Yes, he's a candle, he's a light, he's a chiraz. But such a light which has no smoke, Allahu Akbar. At another place, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh mentions this very beautifully, and he basically summarizes everything. And what basically we have discussed in the entire episode about love, what is meant by love, and what are the different kinds of love. And if you want to love, then how should you love and who should you love? And love is love when it is oriented around the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi clarifies the entire matter and puts the whole thing, puts it into a nutshell. He says, Allah ki sarta wa qadam, shaan hai ye. Insaan hai insaan, wo insaan hai ye. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine manifestation is the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Insaan hai insaan, wo insaan hai ye. He is such a human being that there is no other like him. There is no one like my beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Quran to iman batata hai inhein. Quran says that he is iman. Quran says that bringing belief upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is iman. Iman hi kehta hai ki meri jaan hai ye. And iman says that my soul is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad ki muhabbat deen haq ki shart awwal hai. Isi mein ho agar khami to sab kuch namukammal hai. That the love of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the first and foremost condition, one of the most necessary conditions for the correctness of iman. And if this is incomplete, then everything else is incomplete. So this is the whole summary of the entire topic, that everything and anything you may love or may be beloved to you should be seen whether this action of mine makes me grow in love of Allah and His beloved Rasul or not. If yes, then that action is good. That love is good. That beloved is good. And if the answer is no, then nothing of that sort can become more important than the love of Allah and His blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who dearly, wholeheartedly loved the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, what is love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why is it necessary? What does it take to become a true lover of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Inshallah, stay tuned in the coming episodes. We will learn and cover many such topics, inshallah, azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Ameen. Bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Love of the beloved. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.